After punching its course into a computer, scientists dropped the 5-foot tube into Lake Ontario early in the morning off the shore of Oswego. The autonomous underwater vehicle spent about 7 hours in the water, passing through a seasonal temperature barrier on the lake known as a thermal bar. Dave White with New York Sea Grant says they had to act quickly once they'd found the bar had formed.
And then they can use that data as part of the entire summer-long program. In this case, they're looking at issues that then result in algal blooms.
He says the vehicles will also allow them to collect data closer to the shore than ships are able to get.
That's why folks are very excited about it. They'll have near-shore data to put in with the offshore, larger lake-based data to really have a better picture of what's going on.
The vehicles gather data on algae and nutrient levels. They will be launched at 4 locations in total along the lake this week. The research is part of a cooperative monitoring initiative of the Great Lakes by the U.S. and Canada, underway since 1972. In Oswego, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.